Our high order of logic and understanding comes from the heart. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Our high order of logic and understanding comes from the heart. Where is the real center of our being, the center of our consciousness, the center of who we are? Is it our soul? Is it our heart? Is it our mind? Well, let's just use the heart as an example for the moment. Whenever we have any beautiful concepts that come our way out of our high order of logic and understanding, they come from the imagination, the creativity of our heart. They come from whatever we think about, whatever we put thoughts into. Now, when the scientists are thinking the great the Big Bang Theory, where did they get this high order of logic and understanding? They listened inside their heart. They thought, now, what would be a natural way for this to take place? And so they, from their background and experience and their understanding, they created the Big Bang Theory. Now, the Big Bang Theory is indeed just a theory. It is not fact or real, but it's real for everybody who believes in it. So, how did they become so creative and so dramatic and so aware that it's 15 billion years ago and that this took place and the universe is still expanding, and the universe started expanding from the break of the first atom, the Big Bang of the first atom, which split apart? Where was the first atom? How did it come to be there? These are questions that there are no answers for. But the thing is, this is just a beautiful theory. It's a beautiful concept. It's certainly on a high order of logic and understanding. And this is true for most of us. This is true where we do our most creative thinking, our most dramatic, dynamic thinking. It comes from a very high order of logic and understanding. We are thinking these thoughts. We are thinking these ideas. And every time we think one of these thoughts, into our mind pops another idea, pops another conclusion, pops another solution. And as our great Einstein was sleeping and thinking about the theory of relativity, the idea popped into his mind as he was sleeping. Not as he was working out the great mathematical formulas and all those things, but as he was sleeping in his creative consciousness, it was from his heart that it popped up. Now, you know always, as you are alert, you don't have to be sleeping to have these things happen. As you are alert, you are thinking thoughts. And as you think these thoughts, you say, well, I wonder what I should do here. And the idea comes to your mind, boom. And if you follow that idea, you're right. But if you don't follow that idea right away, instantly, on the first bell, then it becomes a jaded idea, and it doesn't necessarily hold water any longer. It is important for us to listen to our heart, to listen to the beingness within us, to listen to these ideals within us, this higher order of logic and understanding, listen to it and then follow it. Because just to listen to it, it doesn't do us much good. It's like when we pray and we get an inspiration as to how the prayer is answered and we don't follow it. Oh, that's too easy. That's too tough. There's no way that could happen. Well, that's right. There's no way that could happen. We have just closed the door and it is over. So then we pray some more. And we pray for guidance, we pray for understanding, we pray for abundance, we pray for health, we pray for all these things. Well, as we pray, that is called turning to our divine self and listening to our divine self and hearing what our divine self says and acting upon it. Our biggest problem is not in desiring to think major thoughts, to think the highest order of logic and understanding thoughts. Our major problem is to carry it out. Once hearing, instantly to respond to it, instantly to act upon it, and instantly to enjoy it. Once we do that, then everything is in apple pie order. It is not in apple pie order if we do not act upon what we hear. You can talk to a lot of people and they'll tell you that they thought what they should do is to turn right at the next corner. And they thought, no, that's not a major street. I'm not going to turn right. I'm going to turn right at the major street. Well, I have the Magellan GPS in my car, And when I was driving in New York through all those maze of streets and so forth, I had the code set for where I was going, and it told me turn right, and I didn't, because it was a little tiny street and I thought I should turn right at the big street. So then I turned right at the big street, and then it reprogrammed itself, basing itself upon the new information that it has, to take me where I wanted to go. But if I had followed what it told me to do, turn right at this corner, then I would have been right next to where I wanted to go. But as it was, I went out of my way and had to go a number of one-way streets this way, one-way streets that way, and come back to finally where I would have been in a very small instant if I had followed my inner intuition and followed the instruction I had from a GPS. Because the GPS is pretty exciting. It does pretty exciting things, and it's pretty wonderful to work with. And it is like an inner guide, because it has all of this programming put into it, and this programming for the entire United States and Canada is in there. And wherever you go, you just put in where you're going to go, and it says, okay, it figures out where you are by four satellites that clue into the unit and say, oh, there you are. Okay, now if you want to go there, here's what you do. Well, now, our inner self is just like that. When we have these great ideas, like to go somewhere, we just listen to our inner self, and the guidance to do it is right there. The guidance to do it is so beautiful and so perfect. Now, you see, when I used my GPS, I thought I would go the quickest route and go the toll routes. And I thought, well, surely that would be the quickest route. Well, I took the toll routes, and what it did, it routed me around the shortcuts, the easy ways that I would have gone, so that I'd get onto that toll road and take advantage of it, but it made me go out of my way to do that. Now, the next time I was on that same road, I just put the fastest route, and it put me on some beautiful roads that were not heavily trafficked, beautiful streets, and turned me in exactly the right way without any confusion. And you see, even when we have the GPS, we have to inform it what we want to do, that we want to have the shortest route or the quickest route or whatever we want to do, or the all toll-paying routes or all freeway routes, whatever we want. So when we listen to the divine within us, we have to determine what it is that we want from the divine within us. Do we want the toll-free routes? Do we want the freeway routes? Do we want the quickest route, the shortest route? What do we want? They're all available to us, but we have to know what questions to ask. And some of the great scientists working on the Big Bang Theory surely knew the questions to ask, because they got the answers that made a very cohesive picture that even other scientists agreed with and said, surely that must be the truth, even though it was just by guess and by golly. But perhaps it was the truth. Perhaps it is the truth. Perhaps they listened to that divine within them, and they heard it, and they wrote down what that divine within them said. I kind of think they did. You too. We all can do this when we just act upon what we hear instantly. We cannot wait for second thoughts, because when we get second thoughts and we get second ideas, what happens is that we are judging it. We are putting relativity into it. We are putting our thinking into it. We are putting whatever we think is going to be honest and real and true. And that isn't what comes into the picture. What comes into the picture is our highest order of logic and understanding, which has no basic, no foundation in anything. It just is. When we follow that, what wonderful things happen to us, and what an exciting life we live. We are some of the most beautiful, exciting, wonderful people in the universe, and we should enjoy it and take advantage of it and really say to ourselves, yep, I like this very much, and I like me very much. Have a lovely day, and know that you are in my thoughts and blessings always, and I love you, I love you, I love you.